Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to the final episode of Sex Talk for the pagan year 17704. As you know, November 1st is the start of pagan year
17706.
They're skipping 17705 because of the obvious
numerological... Law of fives, yeah.
The obvious numerological significance, but we've all been there. Before we start the show, tonight's show is a part two of our fabulous life-altering threesomes episode, but I wanted to start the show...
Will there be a part three?
Well, I would think there should be.
Depends how things go.
Only if tonight's good.
So we are. I was going to announce to our listeners that we are the recipients of the prestigious Broadcaster's Choice Award for Excellence in Programming for innovating the just-in-time broadcasting technique.
And we're taking off clothes already.
I'm celebrating this. The innovation, which I believe we have a patent pending for, is putting shows together, pulling them straight out of our ass.
Our E-ass.
The collective ass.
Is this kosher with the FCC?
And
yes, you can say ass.
Oh, okay.
Ass? You can say E-ass. I mean...
It's a patented term.
Oh.
Well, you know, thanks for walking all over my setup. Let's just...
It's my job.
Are we doing the strip per call again thing?
Look, honey, I'm setting the rhythm.
Proceed.
I think we now have an idea of what you must be like in bed. You're one of these, like, no foreplay, no, like,
no romance. Foreplay, well,
get down
it totally
on my
depends on the mood.
Start smooching.
Totally depends on the mood.
Really?
Yeah. There are some days when like, half hour, 45 minutes of nipple sucking will just, like, just wonderful for me and kissing and cuddling stuff.
Sorry. And not only has that word been beeped, but no one... The
no, I've been beeped before, actually.
You what?
I've been beeped before.
Okay, so you know, and not only has that word been beeped, but no one...
No, I've been beeped before, actually.
You what?
I've been beeped before.
Okay, so you know the last 7 seconds of what you said has been erased from the record.
Forever.
Oh, no. Okay, there are some times when I just want it, like, right away.
Interesting.
So you're like the wind, baby. Unpredictable.
As usual, I failed to introduce my panel, but I think that's, you know, that's...
That's fits into the mold of the just-in-time.
So I'm a little interested. I was actually reading a story about Brad Pitt, and I believe...
Slash fiction?
I forget. He was with one of his girlfriends. I don't know if it was his current girlfriend.
Oh,
I don't even know who his girlfriend is. Who's his current girlfriend?
Is it Aniston?
No.
Sure.
She's with
Lisa Kudrow?
Oh, it might be Aniston. Or is she with...
Hillary Clinton.
Somebody out there should know the answer
Arquette.
To this.
No, that's Courtney Love.
Courtney Cox. So she might. So I don't know. Anyway, but the idea was he was driving around with his then girlfriend, whoever it was, and they were driving a truck, and he was talking dirty to her, and she got so turned on that she like forced him to pull over in the road, whatever country road they are in the the outback behind L.A. or whatever, and you know they had to make love right there, and I was thinking, Brenda. Is that the kind of thing? Has that ever happened to you? Like, do you get turned on by the spoken word? For example, my own mellifluous voice. Is that kind of... Does that, for example, turn
you on? Personally, not really.
That was the wrong answer.
There's a man in West Mifflin stroking
I will tell you why, however. The reason is that I get turned on by the idea that someone else is interested in me. So if they're talking dirty to me... It'll give me the impression, if they're good at it at least, it gives me the impression that, hey, they really want it. They really want it from me right now. This is pretty exciting. You, I mean, I think I just know too much about you to think.
Yeah, knowledge kills romance. Always does.
To get that feeling
there
of,
is no mystique.
Of need from you. So it's
I'm plenty needy. I mean, so when you say you know too much about me, do you mean do you know too much about my, like, 99% homosexuality? Or
there's that part, yes.
Is it only 99 now?
It was.
Taking a dive like the stock market, right? It's
yes, is it indexed to the NASDAQ?
I was going to say, it was 100%, but I saw the fall line at Kmart the other day, the sort of Martha Stewart special, and I think Martha really lights my fire.
I hope it doesn't work in reverse.
Oh, that doesn't get much gayer than liking the Martha Stewart line, I suppose. Anyway, so what was the theme for our show tonight? Well, DJ
something like two's company and three's a bit more interesting.
Right, so it's, as those of you who listen every week, which I presume are all of you, Last week, the 24th, we talked about threesomes, and that was such a... We touched a nerve.
Absolutely. We stroked a nerve.
In the Pittsburgh community. Just we had so many calls, we couldn't even handle them all.
And we thought
here tonight, on Halloween, we would celebrate part two. And have part two of that show. For other people who've had threesomes, they could call in. We've got a panel of threesome experts on the show.
There's three of us, even.
Well...
Yes.
Okay, yes, I am chopped liver, so there are indeed three of us, excluding the non-entity that is myself.
And, of course, it especially fits tonight, because tonight is a night of, like, pagan orgies, et cetera.
Yes.
Right? It's fitting.
But doesn't that hurt our show? Won't the people who are going to have threesomes, won't they all be out at parties and pagan orgies and so on?
I think it's a... Oh, well, actually...
So it's just going to be, like, lonely men in diapers.
Except for students who have classes tomorrow.
Not true.
I'm sure there are many threesomes out there resting right now, listening to the radio before they actually start again.
It's true. It's early.
Wow. So if you're out there at a party or in West Mifflin, stroking naked, listen to my voice, or you want to invite us to a post-show party.
Absolutely.
621-9728, that's the phone number.
I happen to know this is going on campus right now because I saw three people walking across campus, two guys and a girl, arm in arm.
Really?
On my way to this broadcast.
On their way to a threesome or two or...
Well, they were already clasped together.
Two
so
girls.
I presume there was something. No, actually, two guys and a girl, which I would presume is less frequent, although I don't know. I'd be curious to know whether people think that's less frequent than two girls and a guy. I think women are more exploratory when it comes to this type of thing.
So once again, that's 621-WRCT, or if you're on campus, that's 8-WRCT. Call in and get your mellifluous voice on the air along with DJ Spanky Pants over here. DJ Chopped Liver.
So, you know, while the concept of threesome does not permit any strict notion of homo or heterosexuality, I think threesomes can be more or less, well, I guess that they're all one gender there.
Pretty damn homosexual, yeah.
Doesn't get any gayer than that. And I was going to go around and talk to our panel and compare our experiences. I have actually, in my life, been in exactly one threesome. And this is the threesome that proved the rule that in any threesome, well, okay, in my experience at least, there is always a danger that one person is going to be the sad, excluded little troll. Like, a threesome is an excuse for two people to get together, and the third person is just there because of historical and legal precedent. So, and...
legal precedent?
Well, whatever. Just work with me.
Okay.
Wow, I should use that in my thesis defense. Give me a question.
The third wheel.
Maybe like, talk to the hand.
So you're talking about your own failed threesome experience where you were nothing but the vessel for their twisted desires for each other.
Well, actually, it's quite... I can see why you might assume that, but it was quite the contrary. Actually, it was actually pretty pathetic. And, in terms of... It's kind of clever, how... somebody said this last week, I forget who, the way to set up a threesome is to not admit that you're having a threesome. So there I was at this party, and there was this young man there who wasn't attractive by your primitive Western standards, but as I was talking to him and I was kind of checking him out, I noticed that he had like a fabulous, tight little
package.
Body. Oh. Package. Mm-hmm. His body. He had firm buns. Turns out, and I found out later, he was athletic in his school, whatever.
Mm.
Swim team,
wrestler.
Whatever. I mean, fantastic body. Sort of, whatever, average face, whatever. I wasn't too excited. And so I was like, but, this is kind of working for me.
Right.
And he was actually very, very nice, and that also works for me. And so I was trying to get him to know him better.
So I'm curious about how you got from that point to right into it, right? How did you Sieg?
Well, this is one of these things where like the attraction graph is all funny because his boyfriend was really attracted to me for some reason, but I found his boyfriend repulsive.
So you have a directed graph here of attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
If I was your therapist, I'd really get into that right now. Why? The guy who's attracted to you is repulsive with a dismissive hand wave that our radio listeners couldn't see.
But I think the target young man and myself, there was actually mutual attraction. So it wasn't quite...
chemistry.
So there was a sort of mutual pair there. And so this weird thing, it was so pathetic. These guys were like,
were they younger than you?
This was at a party, right? Or sort of a weird... We were staying somewhere for a weekend, and there was this kind of party thing, but we were also kind of all in this house for a weekend anyway. What?
Were they younger than you? I was asking. I'm asking for some setup, some detail.
The the one person, the first guy, we'll call him Serge, was probably a little bit younger than me. His boyfriend,
Ramon,
was I think a little bit older than me.
Okay,
so I'm right in the middle, kind of a sandwich, if you will, which cannot be importantly. And so it was so pathetic. They're like, oh, we're kind of tired. We're gonna go take a nap in the master bedroom for a while.
Nap being code for.
No, it may have been an actual nap.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it was I who had to make the shameful move and say, oh, wow, that sounds really nice. I'd like to take a nap, too, somewhere.
Good.
Right. And so they're like, we've got a big bed for three. Why don't you just join us?
They said that.
For a nap. For a nap. And so we were actually napping for, you know, all of 3 minutes. And then there was all this kind of, I mean, I was actually kind of sort of half drifting off or whatever, and then there was all this kind of accidental touching and a little bit of thrusting. You know, there's no feeling quite so nervous and queasy as when, like, a man presses his erection into you through his pants or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And if it's on your mind, it's like, well, was it by accident or was it, like, intentional? Right. That's the only thing you can think about right there. So it seems so much bigger.
Well, luckily I had a fly swatter with me, and I smacked it. Stop it, I'm trying to sleep. No, I didn't do that. And then, you know, okay, and so then, and then at some point, soon thereafter, it became clear that we got all fondly and rubby and so on, and then started kind of going at it big time. But there's an amusing, the story doesn't end in a delightful, you know.
There's a coda.
Semen splattered crescendo because.
Wait, that wasn't bleeped?
No. Semen splattered crescendo, I think.
Gary Bauer said it all the time in his presidential campaign.
It is, I think, one of the pillars of the Democratic
platform.
Who's Gary Bauer?
Republican, hardcore, religious right Republican. Shoot. Very, very short.
This is a politics free zone, anyway. So.
And, misinformation. But he's out of the race now, so it's okay.
So
sorry.
Now
the amusing coda.
Because I was at this party and because there were other people there, this party / weekend thing, word got around that we three had kind of disappeared. And I had actually promised other people that I would go with them, go out to dinner or out downtown. And so people started listening at the door.
Whoa.
And then they, like, at some point somebody knocked and asked for me. They're like, hey, is DJ 2000 there?
By name.
Very meekly.
And they were like,
knowing full well that DJ 2000 was in the room screaming at that particular point. Right?
Yeah, hold on, he's coming.
Exactly. Balls deep in guts.
Exactly, you know, I'm totally, like, it's like I'm auditioning for a Bukkake video at that point. Not quite yet. And then they're like, no, he's asleep. And then they're all giggling outside the door, right? And then, you know, and then I come out later. But it ruined the mood. I mean, you know, it was just, like, too embarrassing or whatever, and we just kind of...
So from a threesomes analysis, do you feel like you were seduced by a couple, or did you worm your way into a couple, or what happened?
That's a good question.
Or were you seduced by a person, and then the other person went along?
It was along for the ride, as it were.
I think it was pretty mutual. I think because of the various attraction arrows, I think... we all saw an opportunity to get something we wanted, and we all kind of encouraged along. I don't think it was their master plan. You know, it could be.
But there was no intense negotiation that you saw between them, kind of like, ooh, this is our first threesome. Is this going to work? Are we going to be?
Well, there was certainly none of that. I didn't see any kind of agonizing, like.
Yeah.
So I don't think so. Although they may have talked about what. How best to seduce me or something beforehand. I wasn't exposed to everything. I was as you know, in this century, I'm prohibited from using my telepathy, except in times of national emergency. And so, I wasn't able to.
So you mentioned that you weren't as attracted to Serge's partner Trolio. Like, did that manifest?
Monroe, what was his name? Ramon.
Did that manifest itself at all? I mean, was there?
Yeah,
was there awkwardness between you two?
A little bit. Well, there was. It wasn't too bad because I was. I mean, in my mind, I was being a little bit polite. I was trying to, like, give each one, you know, precisely the same amount of
attention,
action or whatever. but and so I don't think they necessarily knew, but I guess I was faking it a little bit. You know, if it had gone, I mean, it turns out there's a painful coda to the story. I actually had a couple of little trysts afterwards with, or maybe just one.
Wow, what a weekend!
That wasn't this weekend. It was like a couple weeks later. We changed phone numbers. And I went up to, you know, containing and paid him a visit. So
this is just the one. This was just Surge.
Just Surge, yeah.
Wow, you got yours.
So that was a threesome on the way to a couple.
The happiest moment of my life. Well, right. but somehow, you know, they may be still together as far as I know. Somehow, yeah, I never sort of followed up on it. It's one of those things where, you ever have one of these things where you like, make friends or have sex with somebody or something and kind of let them drift off? You know, our guest Peter and the woman that he got killed. I mean,
that was never proved in a court of law. I don't think you can say that.
He might still be with her today if she wasn't
dead.
She hadn't been stabbed.
That'll teach him not to be on the show.
From the story I heard, I don't think he wouldn't be with her, but okay.
Should we introduce our co-hosts, by the way?
Whatever.
Sorry. I don't mean to. To my right, we have
Peter the Second.
That's right, substituting in for Peter the First.
Hi.
To my right, we have
Peter the Second.
That's right, substituting in for Peter the First, who weaseled out at the last moment.
Had an emergency.
And to my far, far right, we have the lovely and talented
Brenda.
Hi.
Howdy. And the topic for tonight, for those of you just tuning in, is threesomes. This is part two of our special probe into threesomes. And if you want to give us a call, that'd be great. The number here is 621-WRCT or 621-9728.
That's right.
And
I don't even want to give the campus number anymore. The campus people have never done anything for us. You know, if they want to call
screw
us,
them.
They'll have to dial 9 and then the 9-digit number.
That's right.
The 7-digit number.
Unless they can figure out the difficult dialing procedure all on their own, right? So we had some great calls last week, and some of whom we had to kind of cut off at the last minute. So if you want to follow up, if you're not at hot threesome parties.
Yeah, inexplicably. And, you know, as I said before, we have nothing to do at midnight, so.
Party invitations? Yes. We are open.
If you've got some, like, hot CFA, like, pansexual, you know.
I'd just like to point out that I actually have never been in a threesome,
oh,
so if
on,
there
Brenda.
Are any invitations open, I mean, I make it a first here.
Wow, you don't hear an offer like that on the radio much, folks. So call in.
Get it while it's warm. So I want to find out if Dr. Sexopoulos has any threesome experience.
No, never. I was in the room next to the room that my girlfriend at the time was having a threesome in.
What?
Ooh.
Your girlfriend at the time?
Well, yes, we were dating. That's the closest I've ever
been. There's
lots
of backstory here.
Well, we were dating, and it was explicitly non-monogamous by her call. And this was one of these. She met somebody at a party, actually a friend of hers, and this friend of hers is attracted to one of her female friends. The three of them kind of ended up in the sack together. I actually didn't know about this at the time. It probably bothered me a lot.
At a party, they found like in a spare room.
Yes.
They're going at it in the spare room.
Yes. I'm out there drinking gin and tonics, chatting to...
Talking about computers and robotics.
Exactly. Like,
meanwhile, like, the woman you thought would have your babies, you'd spend your life with... And
it's as pathetic as that, yes. That's the closest
is,
I've ever been.
Being double penetrated, basically.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, but this was two guys and a girl?
Yeah, it was two girls and a guy.
Oh. Well,
she went out of strength.
Nice. Well, that's
two
true.
Guys,
yeah.
Yeah, two
but there was, as far as I know, there was no actual vaginal genital penetration going on.
This is what you were told.
This is what I was told, right.
And so why is that a salient detail? Was that like...
Well, no, you said something about her being double penetrated.
Oh, okay.
And I was just clearing up a point of fact.
It seems like the double female thing would be more popular than the double male thing.
Right.
From my experience with most guys, well, in high school, they were all of the guys I knew were of the homophobic type. Whereas,
well, that's high school,
don't
right.
touch me. And by the time they get to college, most of them got over that, and they're fine. They can play, they can flirt, etc. But they're still really iffy about the actually getting naked in bed with another guy and having to prove their masculinity. I mean, the straight guys here. I'm talking not don't know about bi or gay.
Just a technical clarification. getting in bed with another guy is a way to prove their masculinity?
Not proving,
yeah, I think so.
But, well, maybe.
Proving it, this is like proving it, like the exception.
Or at least not making a fool of themselves. I mean, I've actually talked to a couple of guys about this, and like, well, would you ever consider doing it? They're like, well, maybe if it was with a certain guy that I really trusted and felt comfortable with and blah, blah, blah.
What is, this,
kind of,
what is this trust? I mean, so if you don't trust them, they're going to like...
I'm not sure of the guy thing. I guess it's mostly be comfortable. The guy has to be comfortable with the other guy to be willing to expose his hard penis.
Although your statement about more threesomes with women, with predominantly women than predominantly men, I don't think that was belied by our callers last week. I think of the descriptions we had. Actually, no, I guess not.
We did have one
by a factor of two to, by a factor of, yeah, 2 to 1, we had more double women. But both of those double women, I think, were instigated by the women, or at least that's what the guys were saying. And you
also,
know how
for a single data point here, although I would absolutely love a two-guy-on-me threesome here, being a straight woman, I would be willing to try the two-girl-on-guy thing just for the sake of trying it. So.
Without it being a woman that you trusted?
It would depend. It would depend on the woman. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of straight guys would not be willing to try it with another straight guy.
I think for guys, there's a lot of who's going to be the alpha male in this little tryst, right? Who's going to be showing up to be the one who makes her scream loudest or whatever, right? And there's this competitive edge to it. In some sense, if you have another guy along watching what you're doing with this woman, then you have an audience suddenly and someone who could potentially do better than you.
Yikes.
So maybe it's strategically important to have a straight man, a gay man, and a straight woman. So that the straight man obviously clearly plays the role of the penetrating alpha male, and then he has two willing
penetratees,
sexual servants.
That's interesting.
That is.
Actually, I have to admit, an episode just came to mind that I did almost get in a threesome once.
This is all we do. This happens more than once. We bring up repressed memories, block since childhood.
Well, so I was getting a hot oil back rub from an older guy and a bisexual female.
This was during your Girl Scout troop orientation?
This was sophomore year of high school. I would be 16 here.
How old was this older man?
24.
Wow, so he was a perv.
We'd already done it.
What? Did you say we'd already done it?
We'd already had sex, yes. Me and the older guy, yes.
Wow.
And I think he and the other girl had it at one point in time, too, but I'm not sure.
Did he have a really, like, thin, kind of ratty mustache, drive a truck?
No.
Okay.
He's kind of nice. But...
Coach of your soccer team?
No. BBSer, geek. Partially my shyness, so it didn't progress very fast, but the main thing that stopped it from going further was...
Ran out of oil?
My boyfriend at the time knocking at the door.
Oh, well, hey, yeah.
Damper.
Well, could have had a foursome, right?
Looking for us, so we hopped out.
Maybe that's what I should have tried at this party. Gone around knocking on doors, see if I could interrupt people's threesomes.
See, this fascinates me about how people actually see into these threesome situations and how they get people who are potentially not comfortable with situations suddenly comfortable with the idea that the three of us might try something, or the four of us might try something. I mean, I've been in a situation where there was a woman who two of us were obviously very interested in, who, looking back on it, was actually trying to get something instigated, right? By
us guys are so dense, aren't we?
We are. We're stupid. And was paying us both kind of equal amounts of attention, physical attention and stuff like that, but looking all the time to see whether or not she had crossed some line or whether there was uncomfortableness or anything. And only in retrospect did I realize that there might have been something.
I did it all the time.
Yeah? Right. And never had a threesome yet. Threesome.
I mean, it's the one
you don't pick up singles enough. Tell you don't want me.
Impossible.
The one intuitive breakthrough that we had in the last show was the way to start a threesome is just to sort of glide into it, kind of do a slippery slope thing. Where, you know, no one's really admitted that you're doing a threesome until you've got, like, a penis in one hand, you know.
But that assumes that all parties, that almost assumes that all parties are willing.
Well,
right? There's this whole, could you convince someone?
I think, right?
No, but could you convince someone from eep to, ooh, this might be fun?
Well, but you do it very slowly. You know, first you're just watching, you know.
Chasing Amy underneath the big comforter on the couch.
Exactly, and rubbing each other's feet. What could possibly be dangerous about rubbing your friend's feet? And then, you know, then you're like, feeding him like popcorn from grapes. Your breasts, right. Right, or grapes from your clenched buttocks.
And then it's twisting. Right. He's 1, 2, 3.
The idea is that each step is imperceptibly closer to the threesome than the last, and yet it's monotonically.
It's like a theory of infinitesimals as applied to sexual adventurism, right?
Exactly, and with that kind of attitude, you'll never have a threesome.
Well, you'll have interesting ones with strange people.
Yeah, nerd threesomes.
There's always that geek porn. I mean, they might be interesting.
That's true. Mm.
What? Geek porn?
Geekporn.com.
Yeah, these MIT hotties.
MIT people who... geeks who decide to expose themselves in front of the camera with things like math equations written over the body, written over the naked body, or...
Wow, that's
very
awesome.
Really sexy. Some of the women had really sexy glasses,
too. Some of the pictures are actually very, very nice.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
MIT students, even. Mm-hmm. You don't see that going on at CMU.
Lots it's colder here.
Yeah, which is odd. Like that, I was at Rice University previous to here, another graduate school, and on the 13th and 31st of every month, they had the Club 13, which a bunch of people would gather on campus, get naked, and then run around campus naked that night for like half an hour. Usually there was some whipped cream or shaving cream involved, too, but... Twice a month, every month, all year round.
Actually,
it was amazing.
Actually, I was browsing through the geek porn non-member part of the site, and there's actually a couple very, very nice-looking guys there, too, who were not afraid to expose it. I was highly impressed.
That's geekporn.com, a future sponsor of Sex Talk.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, anyway, so you were talking earlier about this process of, like, getting there. In fact, that's what some of our calls were about last week. This one guy, for those of you who were too stupid or in the hospital or in some kind of coma and couldn't hear the show last week, absent. One of the guys, one guy called in. He's attracted to his male roommate and knows that his female roommate is attracted to him also. Evidently, this guy was bisexual and wanted to know basically how could he get it on with the both of them and was asking our sage considered advice on the question. And it all came down to this. It all came down to how do you get there? How do you make the segue from we're all watching Chasing Amy on the couch together to
right. Double I hope this person rings in, actually. I'd love to know what happened.
Yeah, yeah. So would I. We gave them some fumbling, pathetic advice.
Back rubs.
Yeah, so
good ones.
A guy later called in, and that was his. This was one of the most amazing stories of the night. Like, it was started out with him just offering this girl that he didn't know a back rub at a party, and ended with like six men jerking off over them in the basement, taking pictures while they were having sex.
And two of them were about to turn straight, or at least for the night turn straight.
Or turn bi, I believe.
Until he rescued her with the timely application of an oil-based lubricant. Oops, you can't use your condoms. And then they all left happily. Well, the guy and the girl did it anyway. So anyway.
Quick thinking, yeah.
Right, so this showed the whole efficacy of the back rub entree into the threesome situation. Well, or at least in some odd, twisted group sex bukkake situation.
Just to add to the pool of stories, may any other possible threesome experience with just in terms of how you could seek into stuff like this, the woman seemed to be interested in myself and my partner at the time as a couple, and would keep coming over to us at this event and paying us some attention and going away and stuff like that. Eventually, she came back and she knelt down between us and she said, right, one of you kiss me.
Dough.
Wow.
And that actually worked really well.
Just one, though.
Well.
Which one of you kissed her first?
I was too nervous, so I got in second. But it was okay. Once I saw that the two women were okay with this, then I felt more comfortable with the possibilities.
But it didn't progress beyond the
It didn't progress smooching. Because, it as a threesome, it didn't progress beyond the smoochies. It kind of evaporated into a foursome and then couples and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So.
You guys have much more exciting sex lives than I do.
But as a good kind of break the ice, something is actually happening here. I thought that was a very good line.
Yeah. So I'm actually a little bit surprised, Peter, because I understood you were, you know, part of, I don't know whether this is true anymore, but kind of part of a polyamorous lifestyle. And I would have think threesomes are like a dime a dozen there. Like, you're much more interested in higher prime numbers, you know, 11-somes.
I wish.
17-somes involving trapezes and...
It turns out that you have to go to stuff like pagan festivals to get experiences like this. And it's very, very difficult, I find, to engineer such opportunities at random social gatherings around Pittsburgh.
I would not know how to engineer something just because I have this male problem of being too shy of getting rejected. And And I would not know how to approach anybody about it. Well, considering I'd have to approach two people at once or at different times to figure out who would be doing it.
So as advice,
I've never been approached for it.
As a little bit of advice from a heterosexual man to a very cute woman. A, just walk to a guy and say, I would really like to have sex with you. Stay here for 5 minutes. And then go find another guy, say the same thing to him and drag him over and tell him, this is a deal. I'll have sex with both of you, but it has to be all at once. 99 times out of 100, you will be in hot threesome action. And the 100th time, they'll probably be too busy on their phones talking to their friends about this for it to happen.
If nothing else, you get good stories from this.
Yeah. Really. As a woman, in some sense, I think you have the power in this situation, so.
It's interesting to construct it like that. If you actually went up to a couple and got rejected by two people, I'd say it would be even more soul-crushing than one person, right? Because they could laugh at you together afterwards.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
And I think approaching a couple must be, as a single woman or single man, would be very difficult too, because right away you're, in some sense, you're almost certainly
shoehorning your way in, kind of.
Right, yeah, you're almost certainly introducing something, if not new, certainly something different to their, suddenly different to the relationship, unless they're threesome pros. This could be.
Makes me think that there must be a Miss Manners column on this, like about how to approach couples for
threesomes.
Send
a nicely engraved invitation. Why are you sniffing your clothing over here?
My clothes smell funny. So this is my question.
Does it smell like sex?
As one of these people with no self-esteem.
Who, us?
In particular, me, in this case. I can't figure out. I don't think I could ever, in this lifetime or in any of my subsequent lifetimes, would ever be able to come up to somebody and say, one of you kiss me. It's more like, you know, I'm going to interrupt my soliloquy because we have a caller, and as you know, on the show, the callers come first.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hello, caller.
Hi there.
Whoa. You're coming in loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Good. So I'm listening to you on the radio talking about how best to get into a threesome situation. And
well, this is for my benefit, by the way.
Right. We're pondering this question. I wouldn't say we're... you know, we're obsessed with it. We're just pondering it.
But go on.
But please, continue.
Well, obsession is okay. I don't know. I thought about this and discussed it with friends, and I've had a few limited experiences, but I found that the best thing to do in these situations is just to, I don't know, say it. You know, you're sitting there and you say, hey, why don't we all just get naked? And more often than not, that breaks the ice, and then
certainly breaks
it happens.
The ice.
So what kind of gender makeups did this work for?
This was actually a mixed. I think there were two male and three female, and then one female left and one male left, and it worked out.
That's more like four.
One and two?
So she hit three women, two men.
That's fine.
One of each left.
Yeah, well you've got to figure you're going to get some people who are uncomfortable with the kind of brash.
So can you rewind the tape on the story a little bit? So
it's fuzzy math.
Okay. So yeah, it's fuzzy math. So set up this situation for us. What, you're at a party?
So this is a party at one of the girls' houses.
Okay.
And, you know, like with all parties, there's, you know, maybe a bit of consumption of various beverages. And
that happens.
You know, various couples are kind of forming in the backyard.
No date rape drugs are involved here, right?
No, not at all. And I don't know, there's some kind of kissing game started somehow in the back. Somebody just made a suggestion that why doesn't one couple get together? And then somebody said, well, this is how you kiss. And they just started kissing. And then I think Gert just grabbed somebody and said, well, how's this? And then two girls started going, and then so this started the evening off quite nicely.
So there was an erotic tension in the air.
Yeah, there were actually about 10 people at this point, though. So.
Wow. So I think my problem with this is rewinding it. How do you actually get invited to those parties in the
first place? These parties happen once a year.
All my friends are just not into that sort of thing, and if I tried it, I don't think it would. I don't know. I just can't imagine going up to anybody that I really know personally and suggesting that and having them not look at me in horror. Perhaps I'm getting wrong impressions of my friends. But
well, I was at a party once where we ended up kind of drunkenly playing spin the bottle. Mm-hmm. And so
those are always great situations.
Yeah. Again, it just kind of happened. And believe me, I don't go to these parties often. This was just a random...
And you get more parties.
Party.
But it sounds in this particular case it was just a certain magic in the air before anyone tried anything.
Was it in spring,
serious?
Perhaps?
Well, you know, you might think it's a magic in the air, but you can kind of fabricate that magic. And it just, this is from, I mean, I've moved around a lot and had a chance to, in a sense, try out different modes of being. And one of them is a kind of touchy-feely, very friendly person. And it does take a bit of effort, but it results in more opportunities. I mean, deep down, I think everybody really wants to have threesomes. or at least want, you know, they want to try new things. And it really, most situations, the potential is there. It's just you need somebody to be the catalyst, somebody to just say it without thinking. So, and most people generally agree.
So, again, back to the situation. So, right at the party, people are kissing. There's, like, this kind of sexy vibe going on. And at that point, you pick two random people out of the crowd and say, let's get it on.
No, so...
Or, sorry, five or six, Mr. Ambitious, however many you pick.
Or everybody in the room.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, this was a bit interesting because people just started leaving. And at one point, there were just five of us left. And then we were all upstairs kind of hanging out in the girl whose house it was, her room. And there were one or two of us just on the bed. We were all kind of joking around, just talking, no really sexual tension going on. And I was thinking to myself, this is a great opportunity. And I just said, you know, why don't we all just get naked? And as it turned out, one of the girls decided she needed to leave. Mm-hmm. We went downstairs, and I tried to convince her to stay for about half an hour. That was actually quite interesting. But when
Is this because she was your primary target?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went back upstairs, and they seemed to have taken my suggestion to heart because...
the party had started.
One of the girls was naked on the bed. One had her shirt off, and one of the guys was also on the bed with his shirt off. And the girl and the guy were kind of working on, if I can say that, the girl on the bed. And it just progressed. And then when I came up, one of the girls on the bed with the shirt off had to leave for some reason or other. Some medical reason, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then it just progressed from there.
Wow. Hmm. Yeah. So what do you? So I'm actually kind of curious. I wish that I could ask this question of that girl who left. Do you think there was something odd going on? Do you think she was much more interested in the girl on the bed?
Actually,
and once she saw it turning into some kind of couple situation, she wanted out?
Well, I think she actually did have to go. She had some kind of pills she had to take. But... the interesting part is that...
I take lots of pills, but I never remember.
I break for stuff like for threesomes, yeah.
Unless it's there's for a Viagra. Bumper sticker.
Yeah. And I break for threesomes.
Well, that seems kind of odd.
I have reason to believe that she actually did have to go and take these pills that were at home. However, the interesting part was that she and the girl on the bed were the ones who had been hooking up earlier in the evening, and I'm still friends with them and know that they subsequently, after this, got together on their own.
Oh.
I also know that the girl on the bed had at one point had something going on with the guy. I don't know.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Yeah.
So I've just one question for the caller about how much attraction do you need to have to how many people in the setup for it to be worth your while? Did you figure so the main target of your affections upped and left, right? Was it still a worthwhile deal for?
Well, I'd say the main target was still lying on the bed.
Oh, okay.
However, yeah, I think you really have to be attracted to, or at least okay with. The people there.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how useful that is as a comment, but...
Well, so for you, like, what was the ratio of people you were attracted to versus people you just thought were, well, it was okay to have them there?
Warm and meat.
I would have been okay with all of them.
Oh, okay.
Primary attraction to just one, okay. I'd say.
Yeah, but I could see how that could be a problem, right?
You
could have, like... could be me, Jenna Jameson, and
Oprah.
No, that
was a beautiful one.
I was trying to pick someone unattractive.
Carol Channing.
Joe Don Baker, right? And Jenna Jameson and I would actually have a real hard time getting that threesome going on, right? Because we'd be so unattracted to Joe Don Baker,
right?
Even though he was brilliant in Mitchell. But sorry, bad 70s movie trivia for you buffs out there. Anyway, so I think you'd have to be even more than just tolerant of everybody in the group.
Right. It's not clear how this couple attraction thing scales at all, because it's never going to be the case that you're going to find five other people to share a bed with that are all...
Outside of a Heinlein novel, no.
Yes. That are all perfect for you. So
yeah.
The rules seem different.
I guess when you get to the point of, like, you know, large cardinals, like yeah. five, like, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if one or two are physically unattractive to you or whatever,
right.
because you can probably arrange it that you never come in contact with them. Like, there's, you know, they're...
I wouldn't trust myself not to be able to do that, actually.
And also, I mean, I think there's something even more important here that the caller said, which I thought was key, which is, you know, you should not view the threesome as an opportunity for you to get, you know, that attractive person.
Right.
To get together with a single attractive person. But you are indeed the catalyst. You are bringing all these people together mm-hmm. and creating a beautiful shared human experience that will last all of them a lifetime.
Wow. For me, it's more a Penthouse Letters type of...
For me, it's more of a
Penthouse Letters type experience.
And we do to go to a small Midwestern university. So this, you said you had several of these experiences, caller. This was your first?
So this was actually, when I say several, I think I mean three.
three? Oh, well.
So, wow.
So was this the first one?
This was actually, well, I should recant, 2.5, because one that never quite happened. Mm-hmm. This
the
would
one
have
that
been,
got away.
The second, or the one that happened after the 1.5.
So you're not, you weren't, okay, because I was going to say this is some major cojones for your first threesome, fivesome, whatever,
yeah.
just to like say, hey, everybody, let's get naked. Dinner is me. So tell us about, I'm kind of interested not only in successes, but also failures for what they can teach us.
Yes.
So tell us of this failed 1/2 of 1 threesome.
Okay, so this is actually... It maybe requires a bit of knowing the first one as well.
Well, sure.
So I have a fairly good friend. This maybe requires a bit more background even. We have a group of friends, and there are about three of us who are key friends. And we're all guys, but we're good. We're very good friends. And, you know, we tended to have different girls who circulated in and out and different guys who circulated in and out.
Did any of you ever share a partner, like,
that
you're allowed to tell the public?
Sharing in the sense
no,
of...
No,
sequentially?
Sequentially.
I'd have to say yes.
Okay. That's good friendships.
Yes. And the amazing thing is we all stayed friends. So, I don't know, the first experience then happened just one evening. It was at the point where I was kind of involved with the female in the group, the one particular female, and we were staying at another one of my friend's houses, and we just were, you know, sitting there watching a movie, and again, the massage, and the other friend came up.
Back rubs appear to be key
yes.
in this whole business.
Very
I've
key.
Noticed this.
This is my take home, anyway.
Yeah.
So he came up and just started sitting, and then he started massaging her feet. And then it was actually his cojones in this case, and he just kind of...
He was massaging her feet with his cojones?
No, oh, with his hands. But it was his boldness, I should say. He just started moving up, and then I started moving down, and then we retired to the other room, and that worked out nicely.
Mm-hmm. So this was kind of a spontaneous thing.
This first one, yes.
Huh.
After that, we kind of discussed it, me and my male friend, and we decided, well, this was pretty interesting, and we should try this again if we get a chance.
So was this the first time you had seen your, you know, male friend's turgid member plunging in and out of another woman? Did that cause any strange gay feelings to surface?
No, but I'm fairly comfortable with myself, and while I have had thoughts about guys, I mean, it doesn't bother me to see a naked guy or to be in the same
room. There were no size comparisons going on whatsoever in your head?
No, not.
No technique comparisons, no like, oh, she's louder for him than me?
Were there any male-male interactions, or was this all attention on the females?
I'd say it was primarily attention on her. However, there was some
accidental
non-incidental rubbing, and so.
So I'm actually curious about.
Do not segue away from the non-incidental rubbing.
Details.
I was about to say curious about. Sorry, but you were the master male rubbing. So you lead the question.
I thought you were changing the subject. That's all.
No, I was going to say I'm curious about this. So quickly brushed off male to male rubbing. Because we want, if there's one thing on the show we want, it's invitations to sex parties. But if there's two things we want, it's invitations to sex parties and detail.
All right. So the room was, it was fairly dark room that we retired to. So it wasn't like full bright.
So it could have been anybody's penis you were grabbing. That was a joke. Never
mind. I'm pretty sure he's not listening, so it's okay.
Oh, nobody listens, yeah.
Right. Go in tomorrow. And Halloween will have to be every day with my mask. I don't know. There was a sense in which we were okay with each other enough that it was just kind of interesting. There was also a sense in which, you know, we kind of felt like, oh, well, maybe she's getting too much attention. we have to make this fair. So it was a bit odd at the time, but, you know, it didn't make things odd at all outside of that situation.
Just so my later masturbatory fantasies are entirely correlated, you know, with your story, like, what are we talking about here? You like, stroked the downy left ass cheek of your friend, or you actually touched his penis, or you sucked his penis? I mean, well, how far did this go?
Yeah, so it was just primarily touching, you know, of, like, the ass and the penis. And I mean, no kind of mouth action or anything.
And did you have reason to believe that this person had experienced male contact before? Or was this, like, an exciting new experience for both of you?
All boundaries are off for the night.
Experimentation.
Well, I wouldn't put it past him, but I don't know. I was aware that he was open to pretty much whatever in a lot of different situations, and as was I. So
those kind of people have lots more fun.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious about the mechanics of all this too, having never been in one of these situations. So what's the deal here? Say, like, you're going down on here, and the other guy's just standing around. I mean,
we all managed to fit onto a bed, which in retrospect is a pretty amazing feat, since it was only a single or a double.
Potato pie. That's,
wow.
Yeah, there was
a lot of
piling up going on. So generally, the best configuration seemed to be most comfortable anyway was one of us on the lower half of her and one on the top, although there was some side-by-side kind of rolling over one another.
I presume this woman was completely blissed out by this?
I think so. She seemed to enjoy herself.
Did she push hard for this to happen again?
No, she actually moved on to somebody else in our group.
So oh. It was
yeah, there were some other political, emotional kind of issues involved at that point.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, I have heard that if George W. Bush gets elected president, he will outlaw threesomes entirely.
Really?
That's another reason to vote for Al Gore.
Yes, or in mayor. Addition to his hot daughters, as we discussed last week.
Yeah, so...
So...
Sorry?
You laid the background of the substrate here of the first successful threesome. Now you're going to tell us about the failed, floppy threesome.
Right. So we kind of discussed... me and my friend, anyway, this situation, thought that it was kind of cool and neat to do. And then it was, I had actually, this went away. I was off at school for a while. And I came back.
Military school?
No, I'm actually from the Great White North. I'm just here for
your accent was so, you know.
You couldn't tell.
I was thinking it was at least Minnesota or North Dakota, if not further north.
Yes, far north. So I came home, and he had a friend he introduced me to. And, you know, we hung out, and a female friend. And then somehow we made it back to my house. Somehow we made it into my room. And again, she she was lying. We were all lying around, and I just started giving her a massage.
Good call.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the infamous massage. And as soon as it was interesting because as soon as I started giving her the massage, my friend and I made eye contact. So she was kind of lying with her head off the end of the bed on her stomach, and I was on her back giving her a massage. Mm-hmm. My friend was sitting on the floor, and we kind of made eye contact. And as soon as we made eye contact, we knew what was going on. Like, we were both in on this. And so my massage started moving lower and then under the clothing and this kind of stuff. And he moved in and started massaging the hands and then the head and so on. And we were both very into this. And then, I don't know, I think it just weirded her right out. And It was, she made it pretty clear that we better stop right away.
Wow. So, I mean, in a perfectly objectivist, rational society, what you would do is you would kick her out and then you two would
imagine a new form of steel.
That's right. Maybe we'll indeed transform the railroad industry and then have sex with each other.
But, you know, I think oddly enough, we were just looking for the threesome experience. Mm. And without that, it just would have been less interesting.
So I need to calibrate my understanding of this a little bit. Are you, like, unusually sexy and beautiful so that, like, people come to you and want to have sex with you?
No. I mean, I'm just, if you saw me on the street, I'd just be, like, a normal dude just fucking by.
But maybe it's your very normalcy which is so powerfully attractive to women. Amen.
You know what it is? It's all about the attitude. It's honestly, I mean,
don't tell me that because that means it's all my fault.
It is the attitude, though. It really is.
It totally. Have you ever noticed that?
I can't hear you.
If you ever noticed that when you're seeing someone, it's really easy to find other people who are attracted to you, but when you're not and your desperation shines through, it's really hard.
No, in fact, I haven't noticed that because I've been with somebody for 6.5 years, and I hit on everybody that
I get nothing.
What?
You haven't hit on me yet.
He did at the beginning of the show.
Interesting.
When?
I was asking if you were attracted to him.
I'm afraid of sex with women, though.
No, I was asking if he was attracted to his dirty speaking.
I see.
A little different.
Maybe we should have a threesome.
Yes, Brenda is facilitator for gay sex.
Confident men are really, really sexy. I mean, regardless of their looks, if they're confident and they show interest, then that automatically makes me think, wow, he's kind of sexy. And it's just, it works the same for girls, too.
So the take-home message here is confidence, massage.
Yes.
And
being a little bit forward and knowing when to back off.
Yeah.
So to speak.
And
parties.
Get a lot of experience with just random nudity.
And it's also good to have, it sounds like it's good to have a tag team partner in some sense, right? Someone that you can go to a party with who already knows kind of.
Score. Right. A wingman, as it were.
And you can probably both cover the party quicker, right, than the two of you.
Oh,
maybe you can get those little Motorola hand radios and radio back and prospect and
target
sector E4.
Okay, riddle me this, massage boy. We have very little time left, but I have to ask you this question. One of my problems with threesomes is I've always wanted to find this sort of ideal group of people who are all attractive and nice, but who I don't know very well. Somehow when people are too good friends, it freaks me out because then I feel vulnerable having sex with them. Like, I want to have sex with strangers for the most part. Give me your reaction to that comment. Are these people, what is your friendship level with the people that you have had encounters with? How intimate have you been with them?
So the first two, I am very good friends with the guy, and less good friends with the females involved, or not really knowing them that much, or they're his friends kind of thing. And that worked out fine for our friendship insofar as we didn't really go too hardcore with each other. Mm. The other threesome with the whole party thing worked out because I was interested in the girl, but only on might sound bad to say, but not on an emotional level.
That's not bad at all.
That sounds like a guy.
Well, it's not in the typical kind of guy don't care sense, but there were many other reasons for this.
I want to have sex sense. That's perfectly understandable. I've been on both ends.
That's how threesome fantasies work for me anyway.
So, I mean, we're still friends, and she's seeing some boy now, and, you know, we still get together. I saw her just the other day, in fact.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So do you envision more threesomes in your future?
I should hope so. Although I may have to move on to something more at this point.
More elaborate?
Yes. Like,
I'm going to interrupt everyone just to do as the FCC mandates I must mention that this is WRCT Pittsburgh, and it's no longer Halloween. Please, we can go on past our time because the special god of threesomes has smiled on us this evening. So take your time.
The next DJ is at a threesome, probably, right?
So if I could just give a piece of advice then for facilitating this confidence anyway with naked situations is just do naked things with your friends where you're comfortable. And that kind of makes it easier later on.
Well, so one reason I don't do that is because I have terrible self-esteem problems. Like, I don't want people to see my naked because they'll be talking about my small penis and, like, you know, how unattractive
your
I am.
Your small penis.
Except for the ones on your webpage.
Pardon me?
Except for the pictures on your webpage.
I have pictures. Well, I do have some pictures of my small penis on the webpage, but, you know, nobody downloads those. So
it looks very nice.
Evidently somebody has. I didn't even know they were there. I'm going to have to go check it out.
So tell me. So again, what's your reaction to that? Are you like very comfortable with yourself?
So I think I'm pretty comfortable with myself for the main reason that we've done a lot of just naked stuff, and I've realized that everybody is probably less comfortable than I am.
Naked stuff.
So like, what is this naked stuff?
Watching the game, naked
dinner parties.
So we'd get together and we'd be a mixed group of people, and we'd just hanging out, and we'd be walking around. This was made way back. This was way back when.
This is in the 70s, isn't it?
Now this would be in the late 80s. Walking around, and we'd just kind of say, "Well, why don't we just do this naked?" And we'd all strip down.
Nobody has ever said that in any social situation I've ever been in.
Really?
I'm missing out big time.
I guess we're living in the square bizarro world of nonsense.
It's actually a feature of the Great White North, I'd say.
Or, hey,
you Canadians, man. I got to move.
You know when it's cold outside? You got to go inside.
So what kind of things did you do anyway? You walked around naked?
So we'd walk around naked. We actually played probably everyone's kind of dream is Naked Twister.
Oh, I was going to say volleyball, but that's close.
Naked Twister.
Is Naked Twister actually erotic when you're actually doing it?
People tend to be uncomfortable.
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. It'd be very easy to accidentally segue into anal sex and playing Naked Twister.
Well, that's Naked Twister with oil.
And Naked Twister end up with, like, somebody's, penis flapping in your face or, like, your face up somebody's butt. I mean, does that ever happen?
Actually,
in my dreams?
It doesn't happen. It doesn't really happen like that. And interestingly, the women tend to be more nervous than the men. And it's, it's...
That's because I think every woman deep down, no matter how pretty she is, believes she's a hideous troll.
Yeah.
Whereas every guy, no matter how ugly he is, deep down thinks he's Tom Cruise.
Well, I mean, women with Naked Twister have to deal with the fact that they're going to have to put up with these abominations called penises.
Right. Flopping and dangling.
Flopping everywhere.
Hairy and sweaty in their face.
Right.
Attractive when soft. Really.
They're not that attractive any time, right? So I can well imagine being a woman in that situation and just not being with that. But you managed to convince them anyway that this was an okay thing to do and not feel comfortable.
We started out, actually probably the best one to start out with is some kind of card game.
I was thinking maybe you could start Naked Boggle or Naked, something
Scrabble. Shoots and Ladders? Naked Candyland?
We actually played Naked Hearts and possibly Naked Bridge at some point.
I think there are a few things less sexy than Naked Bridge. Shuffleboard?
I've been doing this show for 17 years now, and we've never... I've been on it. I've been naked a couple of times. Well, just work for me. And we could be naked right now, but we're not. What's up with that?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
We're not... We have to follow the advice he's given us.
The FCC would not...
No massage.
Would not be happy.
That's right.
They wouldn't know.
You actually... Is it illegal to be naked and say you are naked on the air?
Uh-huh.
But we could say we're naked right now, and it's perfectly legal to lie. I'm not making this up.
Well, I think the trick is... Maybe rather than just naked hearts or something, is strip hearts.
Where it's going to be a slow game.
Yeah, you gradually go and
A piece of clothing per point?
I think like strip war.
So I'm wondering, do you work on self-confidence issues while you're doing all this naked stuff? I mean, do you make a point of saying your body is beautiful randomly throughout the evening? Or?
No, but it's more like people are all kind of nervous and nobody really wants to do it. And then one or two people just kind of start doing it. And then everybody realizes, hey, it's okay to do it, or at least everyone else is doing it, so I better too, because it's really weird to be clothed in a room with naked people.
I can imagine.
I think it'd be very frustrating, right, to have kind of a mixed group naked situation, or in DG2000's case, an all-male naked session.
Naked
because, like, the chances of you having sex are probably not particularly improved. So you're going to be going home, like...
But the temptations are just much higher.
Right, exactly.
That just makes it frustrating.
Exactly.
But actually, I can more imagine if someone who has lots of naked experience in their past could seek into threesomes a lot easier than any of the rest of us who have more Western Bible belt childhoods behind us.
And nobody's accent says Bible belt like yours, huh, Peter.
More Bible belt than thou.
I guess so. I guess you're right. I guess these naked experiences would kind of lead one in. I mean, did these naked bridge parties? Did your naked boggle games ever segue into hot action?
You know, no. I don't think they ever really did. But they set up the later interaction.
Yes, yes. I must say, just listening to your voice, you sound like a very relaxed, self-confident...
Naked guy.
Are you naked now?
I am not.
Are you stroking?
I am not.
I now prove that all of my co-hosts can predict what I'm going to say at any point.
You have trained me well, Master.
So it sounds like if I'm going to sort of take a prescriptive plan at all this, first I have to get therapy to increase my self-esteem a little bit. Second, maybe go to the gym, bulk up. Is that required? I didn't know if that was implied or not. Third,
I think there's an acceptance thing going on here.
Yeah.
Oh, acceptance.
Only the
penis stretching exercises.
Yeah.
And third, maybe a massage class. I actually took a full body massage class like, 8 years ago, and... It was true. A full-body massage with oil on it is actually a lot of work. It's actually a big pain in the ass. But I have found that everyone I've given a massage to has been disturbingly grateful afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, they love
any
you.
Any massage done right is a lot of work. Yeah. The best thing for learning massages is lots of experience. When I was in high school, I would be giving, like, two a day. And by the end of a couple of years, people are... A year, whatever, 6 months, or people were like, "Oh, please give me my room."
You enslaved the entire community.
Yeah.
Just while I have this platform, could I just put out a plea for anyone who receives a massage to give copious and continuous feedback on how good the massage is? Mm-hmm. It's very, very frustrating to give a massage to a silent person. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
I volunteer, Peter. Here, I'll give you feedback, lots of it. Anything you want.
We should do
any
a demo session. We should do a demo session sometime. But I've given massages before where the massagee has been deathly silent.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing kills the mood better than that.
So if I could make a request, actually. I have been looking for somewhere to take a good massage course for a while. So if anyone of you or anyone out there happen to know, maybe you could announce it.
I think the school of DJ 2000.
I do. Actually, the woman that I took my massage class from was really good, and if I could remember her name, this would be a great plug for her. Unfortunately, I can't. Talk about something else for a minute while I think about it. Her little class is in, or her little studio or whatever, her massage parlor is in Edgewood or Swissvale, but it'll take me a minute to remember her name, so just keep talking.
Talk amongst ourselves.
Does it work?
Okay.
No, after you. Oh, I was going to say, do you have any more take-home advice for our listener out there? I mean, you've given us some...
Oh, I've got a massage question. Is the caller still there, by the way?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So the question is, have you ever given a massage to a man, and has it ever turned out, like, that he gets this giant erection that he's embarrassed to show, like he's embarrassed to turn over, and then are you forced to finish him off?
No, that has never occurred. Although I have to say the whole getting turned on, getting the erection when you shouldn't problem is one that I've been trying to deal with. You know, I mean, to me it would be fine if there's some woman was getting really turned on and it suddenly became really obvious. You know, it's just like, hey, it's happening, but somehow it's not acceptable if a man does it. I mean, certainly you get an erection, and it just happens. I mean, you get turned on. What can you do?
Yeah.
So can you give us an approximate idea of how old you are, just so we know where you are in the sort of hormonal surge?
You're trying to fuel your fantasies, aren't you?
So I'm right in the mid-20 range.
Hmm. So, I mean, I was wondering, are you actually getting spontaneous erections like a giant eagle or, you know, in traffic court? Or are these just erections with at least some sort of
context,
sexual context?
No, this is some context. Okay. You know, but, I mean, you're talking to just somebody you know, or you're in a meeting with somebody or with a number of people, and so you, I mean...
And suddenly someone's sitting on your face. I know what you mean. I had this problem in college, actually. Like, I took a lot of seminar classes, which were basically 12 people seated around a table in some hot, stuffy wood room talking about philosophy or what have you. And there, you know, our college was 50-50 male, female, and so there's statistically always one or two extremely hot women in this class. And I guess I wouldn't call that so much spontaneous, traffic court spontaneous, but so almost every class would be a fight with me against my boner. Yeah,
you mean erection just by looking at a woman?
Well, no, the combination of a boring class, a hot woman sitting across the table from you, and a frustrated teenage imagination.
I mean,
like into erection
these days, I need to eat steak for 3 days. You know, attach
various
bovine hormones,
right,
devices,
and sit on my Harley before I even get
vinyl
firm,
supple vinyl torsos.
This is possibly because your sexual life has kind of stagnated into this couple-y backwater, and you need to spice it up with some threesome action. Or
because you're circumcised.
I couldn't say it. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Because you're circumcised. If
he sounds
for
so
that,
enthused.
You'd be like a teenager still.
I'm just trying to remember this woman's name. Her massage studio. I want to give a plug, our first sex talk plug, and I can't do it because I can't think of her name.
McBoob.
It starts with an M, I think.
So I'm curious about...
Madeline. Her name is Madeline Hershey. This official sex talk massage therapist is Madeline Hershey. She's
Madeline
somewhere
Hershey.
In Edgewood or Swissvale. I probably have to look up her phone. Call her house. I don't know. She'll probably get enraged if you call her house right now. But she was fabulous. I'm sure this woman, Madeline Hershey, changed my life. Thank you. Seeing my brain is at least slightly more functional.
So she
than
teaches amateurs? She gives you like a two-hour class in...
She not only gives massages as her deal, but also has a periodic massage classes. And this is one of these things. I went every Wednesday evening for several weeks. It was a long class, 8 weeks or something, and for a couple hours every Wednesday.
Do you have to be buff and do weights and stuff like DJ 2000 to be able to be good at massage?
No.
You're just trying to get in my pants. No. I find it
off.
Kind of tiring, actually. I mean, I was using muscles I never used before. You know, my hands would kind of crink up and stuff. And I think probably either doing a lot of massages or you probably get better at that. But it is very tiring, and I think you do sort of need
some kind of weight training
to build up strength one way or another.
One of my friends, his wife, is a massage therapist, and she exercises in other ways, but basically it's running. But she could still, punch a hole through a 3-inch oak door. Like, she has incredibly well defined muscle structure from her from her wrists down to her waist, just because of all the upper body work she does.
So weight
massage.
Training itself and bulking up is not really important. I mean, look at me. I mean, do I lift?
I haven't seen you with your shirt
really
off.
Lots of waist.
Wink, wink.
Hold on, let me finish my thought right now.
I will give you $5 if you take your shirt off right now.
I can't even finish my thought.
Well, sure.
See, that's the kind of thing that you need to do to be comfortable.
Oh, wow.
See? Naked.
She's following the advice of the...
This is good. I didn't think this would happen, but...
She does not have huge musculature. Whoa!
Whoa!
Wow.
Fabulous.
Thank you, caller.
If I have my $5.
Into our lives.
Anyways, the important thing here is
Brenda
actually hand
red.
Muscles.
I'm looking at your breast right now, your pert nipples. I can't believe you did that. I've never seen a woman's pert nipples before.
Massages do have some sort of actual strength, but a lot of it is really manipulating the hands around, and there's a lot of really, really small muscles. Just if you have one of those stress balls and just squeeze it, that's probably a lot of exercise that you need to do.
Do you have an erection right now?
No, not completely.
This woman's showing us her breasts.
This is feeding more and more like Howard Stern.
I'm trying to be polite and make eye contact.
Well, it's fantastic.
Well, see, this is the point at which you guys also take off your shirts to make her more comfortable.
But I'm fat.
No,
you don't want to. Oh, right.
DJ 2000 should take off his shirt right now.
I'll take it off, but you'll see how repulsive I am.
And the trick is not to think about it.
Oh, okay.
You just have to do.
love.
You can always put them back on.
That's like just like Yoda, right?
Oh.
There is no try.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
There's only do.
Madeline Hershey, if you're out there listening.
I'd like to point out to all our listeners that DJ 2000 has a fabulous body. In my straight,
view.
You're too kind.
From a straight female point of view, it is actually nice.
It's just perfectly hairy. It's not your Robin Williams.
No, it's not like hair coming up through the neck hole of the shirt.
I used to shave my chest because I sort of liked that better, but I got strictly forbidden from doing that ever again by my so-called significant
shaving
other.
Shaving large areas gets to be tedious after a while.
Mm.
Sometimes it's just much better to just love you how you are and accept it.
So I'm also wondering whether, so for massage muscles, whether masturbation, especially male masturbation, is the exact correct exercise.
Depends how you masturbate, I guess, but I think the answer is no. I mean, maybe kneading dough is probably actually an exercise.
Actually, yeah. That would probably be very good.
Yeah,
because you need that kind of scrunchy squeezing. Someone said squeezing a Nerf ball. Well, I was looking at your breasts. Someone was talking about
But there is a masturbation technique that would probably
I can't say I know much about this, but I mean, masturbation seems to be kind of just a general hand movement, more of a wrist thing instead of an actual individual hand muscle thing. So
maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Techniques here. Yep. I don't know.
No, only if you're doing like kind of the first stage technique, more advanced.
Seventh Dan.
Right, seventh Dan masturbation uses the entire upper body and one of your feet.
Well, then you're also performing auto fellatio if you're doing it right. Is it college? Are we still on the air? Is our producer still here?
You're still on the air, and I'm still here.
Fantastic.
I hope our listener is entertained.
I'm just checking out Brenda's breasts here. I just wow.
I thought you were gay.
It was 99% dropping.
Oh, did I hit that 1% there?
I mean, so I saw Fat Man D naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she plopped down on our beanbag, took off all her clothes, and, you know, Fat Man D is a very talented performer. We love her. But it wasn't... It's because of my limited outlook, I'm sure, but it wasn't really working for me.
Well, it was the farting, too. Although she was a beautiful guest, and I'd love to have her on the show again.
Yes, we love Fat Man D. We think she's very
But funny. All of these things, I mean, nakedness for me doesn't work as a turn-on. I think all of these things have context.
Check out this move. That's so Brenda is... She's yawning, she's raising her arms over her head, and she's...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my... I mean, this. You know, all you need is someone to be spritzing you with water, and I'd be like...
Oil.
I'm cold enough already as it is.
I'd be spraying my jeans right here.
Yes, I can tell that you're quite cold right now.
Wow. Your nipples are pert. Is that normal?
Actually, they have done this pretty much constantly since my recent condition.
Interesting. Recent condition. Interesting. All right.
Wow, something just passed between our hosts.
We're so sensitive.
There was electricity in the air there.
I don't know if you wanted to discuss that
some kind
or
of
not, but I think I know what she
means. Unusual alien hand signs.
So
you're an alien
to go into a more abstract thing, it's not a strictly A, aroused, B, cold thing. It's sometimes it's a, well, sometimes the time of the month, hormone just means my nipples are cold all the time or sticking out a lot.
I do have big muscles. Don't you think my biceps, does that turn women on? That's one thing I have is good biceps. I'm sorry, did I just change this one thing?
No.
This would be a good time for good self-confidence feedback for DJ 2000, so people should call in and reassure him. So I'm a bit sad now because I'm surrounded by naked people, but I don't feel like it's increasing my chances of threesomes for some reason.
Oh,
you're not naked.
Taking your shirt off yet.
That's true, but...
This is an experiment in alternate affirmation. The cock is in the other barn.
Does the FCC allow me to...
Chickens are coming home to roost.
I'm referring to the male rooster.
Am I allowed to offer sex if he gets naked?
Sure. Ooh. I certainly allow it. In fact, I encourage it.
Oh, my
but he's not getting naked.
None of the possibilities here are penthouse letters material for him.
I have a question for the caller. If the caller's still there.
Yes. I am entertained.
Have we just, spin totally out of control here? Are you, listening to this, total freak fest of, four geeks trying to get naked in the studio? Meanwhile, I mean, you're probably, every moment you spend on the phone, you're probably missing, another
threesome
opportunity. Of your phone. You have people, lining up.
Did you have a threesome earlier on?
It's like a tree, yeah.
It's like, get off the phone, caller, you know.
He's looking at his watch. The women are piling up in the bedroom. I'm not going to get to this backlog tonight.
Drugstore.com has delivered, another case of baby oil.
you feel your pain.
The revolving door has just been installed.
No, I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, that's exactly what you want to be doing.
Interesting.
You just do it. You don't think about it. And then you become comfortable. And, you know, the next time you're in a situation that's, you know, a couple of people, and you know each other, and maybe some people you don't, who knows, it'll be that much easier to just say, why don't we just get naked? Or why don't we take off our shirts? Or for you to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I did have a friend who used to get...
Wait, suggestion. Stop. While you're talking, I think Brenda should take off her shoe and you should start rubbing her foot.
While I'm talking?
Just
two things at once?
Yeah. Shoe off.
I'll start talking.
On, massage. I'm taking the caller's advice to heart.
So I did have a friend who got naked at every party that he went to. And
I know this friend.
I know this friend too.
This person, I'm getting people mixed up. This person got nowhere close to a threesome ever using this behavior, but come to think of it, he was violently drunk each time he did it.
Well, if this is the friend worth talking about,
I believe so.
I know something you don't know.
Remember,
okay. I guess it's not.
I did have a point somewhere and I forgot what it was.
Yeah, that's not making good radio, you guys talking about your friend and not giving details.
When I say my friend, I mean me.
Turn the detail knob down to zero.
Oh, okay.
And now I can't do two things at once, and now I'm rubbing Benda's foot, and I cannot think of what the point
you're
of my...
You're rubbing her sock, actually, as point of fact.
My feet are probably pretty dirty since it came from volleyball.
Wipe them with the sock. That's what the sock is
for. Oh, so callers, here's a question. Foot rubbing... I described, much to my surprise, that some people find toe sucking very erotic.
Yeah.
And I actually had one of my...
If they're clean.
Indeed. And I had one of my... we don't nearly have enough time to go there, but I had an encounter with a crypto straight man, which turned into a gay encounter with me. Purely, and the catalyst. The catalyst was... toe sucking.
For a man with no self-esteem, you certainly do have a pretty rich and varied sex life.
No, there's just a few. It's like think of it as a vast, expensive desert with a few tiny, you know, oases of...
You're making me downgrade much of the self-esteem I have in comparison to the amount of experience you have.
Oh, come on, you're in like a seven-way polyamorous relationship. You have like...
And you're massaging the foot of a half-naked woman. On the radio.
This is true. Okay, I have tons of self-confidence.
Practically a Cinemax movie.
I will say as a tip, one thing I do find that seems to be kind of vaguely sensual at parties is to encourage people to consider couches as virtual hot tubs.
Interesting.
And to have people kind of cuddle up to each other on couches and stuff. No nakedness involved.
Oh, wait.
You know, I have to say, though, with large parties, it is rather difficult to foster the proper environment. It really helps to only have, you know, when you, the more intimate party or a larger party that's winding down, you know, it's never, I was thinking of your friend who got naked and really drunk at every party and never experienced a threesome. But, you know, it's not going to happen if you're in a party with, you know, 40 people or 30 people.
That's my problem.
You're getting drunk early in the evening.
It's intimate parties.
In fact, so it's more like 300 or 400 people.
Metropole.
Yeah.
There's some legal issues there at that point.
I hate to be the stick in the mud in this party, but we've gone 25 minutes late. The person doing the next show has arrived, I think, and so unfortunately we need to close. But thank you, caller. You've changed both my life and the
thank
life
you
of everyone
very much.
In this room.
Valuable advice. Thank you very much for sharing it with us.
I'd like to request that the caller, if you don't mind, can you actually stay on the phone for a minute and talk to our producer? Because I want to get some very basic background information. I'm trying to collect demographics on who our callers are, why they call, whether they've listened to the
show. What their phone number is.
Credit card
number. We won't take any personal information unless you're willing to volunteer it, of course.
Sure.
I just, you know, every time someone calls, it shocks me to the core of my being. So if you don't mind, just hanging on for a minute.
Sure.
And I want to say to the rest of our listeners and to the rest of our Stroken audience, thank you for listening. Thank you for spending your Halloween with us. And tune in next week, Tuesday at 11, for another adventure in the macabre.
I still need to get paid.